We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Melissa Berea is today's contestant. Melissa, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Should we ask another Tina Turner question today?
Don't.
That was amazing. No. So let's go ahead and start the game. Just ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes. Good luck, Melissa.
All right. She's leaving the room. A couple weeks ago, we've implemented a timer, something like that. So we do have a timer. Stevie Ray joins me in studio. She keeps track of the score. Jen's record, 1,248 victories, 318 losses. And we begin with question number one and the new dog logo for the Cleveland Browns. What's down to the finalists in the final two? After there were 300 designs submitted originally. The final round of voting starts Tuesday at 9 a.m. and goes through June 9th. All we need you to do is name any Cleveland Browns player, past or current.
Denzel Ward.
All right. Question number two. Tom Hanks, the greatest actor of all time, received an honorary doctorate of arts from Harvard University. During the ceremony, Harvard reunited Hanks with an old friend, a volleyball, referencing his movie Castaway. What was the name of that ball in the movie Castaway?
Wilson.
All right. Question number three. Cedar Point Shores Water Park opens today. 18 aquatic attractions right next to Cedar Point. Now, two existing family rides have been moved to the boardwalk. That's a new section of Cedar Point. Can you name either one of those rides? Once again, two rides that had been there, they have moved to the boardwalk. Can you name either one of those rides?
I have no idea.
All right, we'll go with question number four. How about this? Tom Petty's family urging the late Rockers fans to not buy jackets, T-shirts, and more from this Boston auction house because they claim it was stolen. What was the name of Tom Petty's backing band? Was it the Heartbreakers, the Rockers, or the Heartthrobs?
The Heartbreakers.
Question number five, new music alert. Dua Lipa releasing her latest single titled Dance the Night. It's part of the soundtrack for the new Barbie movie. Speaking of Barbie, what is Barbie's last name?
Oh, my God. I have no clue.
Okay, that's all right. We're going to see how many of the five you got correct. Stevie Ray keeping track of the score. She'll reveal those details. And Jen Tuohy back into the studio. That's next. Melissa Berea, she's a contestant today. Stevie Ray keeping track of the score. How many of those five questions did Melissa get right?
Melissa got three.
Three right today.
Good job, Melissa.
All right. Same five questions we asked Melissa just a minute ago. We begin with question number one, that new dog logo for the Cleveland Browns. Down to the two finalists. After over 300 designs submitted, the final round of voting starts Tuesday at 9 a.m. and will go through June 9th. Name any current or past Cleveland Browns player.
Bernie Kosar.
Question number two. Tom Hanks, the greatest actor of all time, received an honorary doctorate of arts from Harvard University. Now, during the ceremony, Harvard reunited Hanks with an old friend, a volleyball, referencing his movie Castaway. What was the name of the ball in that movie?
Wilson.
Was Wilson. Absolutely. Question number three. Tina Turner. I'm kidding. Cedar Point Shores Water Park opens today. 18 aquatic attractions is right next to Cedar Point. Two existing family rides have been moved to the boardwalk. A boardwalk, a new section of Cedar Point. So two existing family rides have been moved to the boardwalk. Can you name either one of those rides?
Ooh, the Matterhorn.
Matterhorn's one of them.
What's the other one? It's not the Scrambler.
It is the Scrambler. And now I believe it's named the Atomic Scrambler. I think it has a different name, but it's the Scrambler.
Does it scramble more?
Oh, it scrambles. You just fly out.
Really?
You fly out is what you do.
I am not letting my kids ride that.
The Scrambler.
Sounds intense.
It is. There's a lot there. You do not fall out of the ride. I'm kidding. Question number four. Tom Petty's family is urging the late Rockers fans to not buy jackets, T-shirts, and more from this Boston auction house. The family alleges the items were stolen. What was the name of Tom Petty's backing band? Was it the Heartbreakers, the Rockers, or the Heartthrobs?
The Heartbreakers.
Was the Heartbreakers, absolutely. Question number five. New music alert as Dua Lipa released her latest single titled Dance the Night. It's part of the soundtrack for the new Barbie movie. What is Barbie's last name?
Oh, you're going to tell me and I'm going to know it. Barbie, like, Madison. Barbie Hudson. Barbie Millicent. Barbie...
Middle name, Millicent.
Yeah, Barbie Millicent Smith. I don't know.
It's kind of relatively basic like that. It's Roberts.
Roberts.
Yes. Yeah. You were on the path, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't have got that.
So if I would have added 2 seconds, it wouldn't.
Yeah, well, that on that one, it wouldn't have.
Because
Tina
a lot of times,
Turner yesterday would have helped.
Why?
Because of the timer.
Final totals.
Melissa 3, Jen 4.
Oh, oh. Sorry, Melissa.
That's
particularly
okay.
For that sound clip that Tim has saved.
We'll hear that a few more times today. Melissa, thank you for listening. We hope that you have a great Memorial Day weekend. You know what you need to say.
This is Melissa from Berea, and I did not trump Tui.
Now, back to Jen and Tim on Star 102.
Jessica of Akron is this hour's contestant. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How about you?
Good. Can you believe Westlake Star City of the Day again? Akron never get mentioned because that's where I was born.
False.
Menor, I live it now currently. It will be,
false.
I don't know, in the rotation. 2024 will be the next time Menor will be the Star City of the Day. Westlake again.
What about Dover?
Dover never is.
I don't know. Definitely Dover has never been.
Never.
Exactly.
But we can add it if you'd like, Stevie Ray, as it is your hometown.
What is it? The Dover what? The Cougars?
Tornadoes.
I was close.
All right, so. You're not close.
Jessica.
Not even a dot. Just again, Westlake is in equal rotation with every other Star City we have.
Even Jessica laughed, and I didn't have to do anything.
She laughs because she knows what you're probably about to say.
Jessica, ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll start the game.
All right. Hey, Jen, could you please leave the room?
Gladly. Jessica, good luck.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. You know why Jen's got a little bit of an attitude? Let me play this real quick.
Because of the timer!
Exactly. That's why she had...
Accurate.
I will have that for life. All right, here we go. Five questions. Stevie Ray in studio with me. We begin with question number one. She's keeping track of the score. And a foster-based animal rescue organization in New York City named 30 Rescue Dogs after Taylor Swift and her music to help get them adopted. All we need you to do is name any dog breed.
Border Collie.
All right, question number two. Sonic is introducing a new strawberry shortcake snowball slush float. It's made by blending strawberries and shortcake flavor with signature icy slush topped off with vanilla ice cream. Now, at Sonic, workers used to bring you your food not by walking, but by blank.
Roller skate?
All right, question number three. That had to have been a nightmare. Who's skating the food out?
That would be horrible. I would have dropped all the food.
I'd never got the job because I cannot roller skate at all. All right, question number three. The longtime reality TV show Survivor is hosting a casting call in Put-in Bay at the Boardwalk and the Keys. It is taking place on June 15th, by the way. Who is the host of Survivor? Is it Chris Harrison, Carson Daly, or Jeff Probst?
Jeff Probst.
All right. Question number four. Bruce Willis' 9-year-old daughter uses her free time at school to research facts about dementia following her father's diagnosis. Bruce Willis achieved fame with a leading role on which 1985 comedy, drama, and mystery TV series?
Moonlighting.
It is Moonlighting. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. I forgot. I just got very excited because I like that show. All right, question number five. Lizzo paid tribute to Tina Turner during her concert following her passing and performed Proud Mary as a tribute. What is the name of Tina Turner's debut solo album in 1984?
Tina Turner.
All right, we're going to go with Tina Turner on that. We'll see how many of the five you got correct. Jen Tui back into the room. That all happens now in less than 4 minutes.
Now, back to Jen and Tim on Star 102.
All right, Jen Tuohy's back into the room. We're going to continue around to Trump Tuohy. Jessica of Akron is today's contestant. Stevie Ray, keeping track of the score. How many of the five questions did Jessica get correct?
Jessica got four.
Oh!
Wow, well done, Jessica.
Four correct.
Thank you.
Today with those free tickets to Hot Summer Nights at Blossom up for grabs. We begin with question number one. Same five questions we asked Jessica just a minute ago. A foster-based animal rescue organization in New York City named 30 Rescue Dogs after Taylor Swift and her music to help get them adopted. Jen, name any dog breed.
A mini Bernedoodle.
That is correct. Did we look that up? I'm kidding. Question number two. Sonic is introducing a new strawberry shortcake snowball slush float.
Ooh.
Made by blending strawberries and a shortcake flavor with signature icy slush topped off with vanilla ice cream. At Sonic, workers used to bring you your food not by walking, but by blank.
Roller skating.
Was roller skating. Could you have done that? Are you a good
roller
enough roller skater to
yes.
deliver a burger and
not,
fries?
I don't
nice
know
slushy?
About currently, but back
in
the
day. Done that?
I haven't roller
like
skated
circles
in a while.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Oh, and then the backwards skate, remember that? And then the crisscross, and then the couple skate. Oh, yeah.
I'd be the guy that would be in my car and somebody showing off, and then there'd be slushy in my lap after the open window situation. Question number three, the longtime reality shows, TV show, Survivor, is hosting a casting call in Put-in Bay at the Boardwalk and the Keys. It's taking place next month on the 15th. Who is the host of Survivor? Is it Chris Harrison, Carson Daly, or Jeff Probst?
Jeff Probst.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Question number four. Bruce Willis's 9-year-old daughter uses her free time at school to research facts about dementia following her father's diagnosis. Bruce Willis achieved fame with a leading role on which 1985 comedy drama and mystery TV series?
Moonlighting.
Was Moonlighting. Question number five. Lizzo paid tribute to Tina Turner. Her concert following her passing and performed Proud Mary as a tribute. What is the name of Tina Turner's debut solo album in 1984?
What's Love? Tina? Nah, What's Love Got to Do With It? Is it Tina Turner?
Oh, that was Jessica's guess.
Is it This Is Me Now?
I know you why you were thrown off.
Because of the timer! I hate that you have that clip.
Private Dancer.
Oh, yeah, Private Dancer.
Don't.
You obviously didn't see the play at Playhouse Square.
No, I didn't. I wish I could have. And I wish I would have named that song yesterday when you asked me to name a Tina Turner song.
That was great. We'll bring that back at some point. Final totals there, Stevie Ray.
Jessica with four, Jen with four.
Oh, tie ball game.
Oh, good battle, though, Jessica.
Thanks, you too.
All right, Jessica, you know what you need to say.
Hi, I'm Jessica from Akron, and I did not Trump Tuohy.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.